Health Beat, Coping with the Summer Heat, by Mark McNeese. Narration provided by Wondervox. Tomorrow is the official first day of summer, and the temperatures here in New Jersey are proof of it. After some very comfortable months, the heat and humidity are increasing steadily, and we're headed for our first heat wave of the summer, defined as 3 days or more of above 90 degree temps. It's been okay so far here in the countryside where we live, but this morning, I had to pull out the bandana I wrap around my head when the humidity gets drippy. And I watered the vegetable garden early this morning, before a trip out of town. We have 2 cats, and I always think about them too. They've survived before and they'll survive again, but always keep lots of fresh water for them and hire a pet sitter if you go away. And now, some tips and reflections on the dog days of summer. Introduction. Summer is here, and with it comes the scorching heat that can make anyone feel uncomfortable and exhausted. But for senior citizens, the heat can be more than just a nuisance. It can pose serious health risks, such as dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and even death. That's why it's important for older adults to take extra precautions to cope with the heat and stay cool and healthy. Here are some tips on how to cope with the heat, based on the recommendations of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the National Institute on Aging, NIA. Topics include how to prevent heat-related illnesses, how to recognize the signs and symptoms of heat stress, and how to stay hydrated and comfortable in hot weather. How to prevent heat-related illnesses. Heat-related illnesses are conditions that occur when the body is unable to cool itself down properly. They can range from mild to severe, and can affect anyone, regardless of age or health status. However, older adults are more vulnerable to heat-related illnesses, because we have a harder time adjusting to temperature changes. We also may have chronic medical conditions that affect our body's response to heat, and some of us take medications that interfere with our ability to sweat or regulate our body temperature. It's crucial for us as older adults to prevent heat-related illnesses by avoiding exposure to extreme heat and humidity, especially during the hottest hours of the day, which are usually between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Here are some ways to prevent heat-related illnesses. Stay indoors as much as possible and use air conditioning or fans to keep your home cool. If you don't have air conditioning, try to find a public place that does, such as a library, a mall, or a senior center. You can also call your local health department or aging agency to find out if there are any cooling centers or programs available in your area. Wear loose, lightweight, and light-colored clothing that covers as much of your skin as possible. Avoid dark colors, synthetic fabrics, and tight-fitting clothes that can trap heat and make you sweat more. Wear a hat, sunglasses, and sunscreen to protect your head, eyes, and skin from the sun. Choose a sunscreen that has a sun protection factor, SPF, of at least 15, and reapply it every 2 hours or more often if you sweat or get wet. Avoid strenuous activities, such as exercise, gardening, or housework, that can raise your body temperature and make you sweat. If you have to do any physical activity, do it in the early morning or evening, when it's cooler, and take frequent breaks to rest and drink water. Avoid hot and heavy meals such as soups, stews, casseroles, or fried foods that can increase your body heat and make you feel uncomfortable. Instead, opt for light and refreshing meals such as salads, sandwiches, fruits, and vegetables that can help you stay cool and hydrated. Stay cooler, people. This happens every summer, and the alternative is a lot less pleasant. Mark.